Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Okay, we're holding here in Gittin Dav Chavtes, and the Mishnah teaches us about a shliach liget that wasn't able to fulfill his shlichus because he got sick, and therefore he wanted to appoint another shliach in his place, the halacha of shliach oisa shliach. So the Mishnah tells us that it depends what kind of shliach he is. What did the Baal tell him? That sometimes he could appoint another shliach and sometimes he can't. If he was a regular shliach aget, then the Mishnah tells us that he's able to appoint another shliach. However, if the Baal told him that first I want you to take some chefetz from the isha and only then give her the get over there, even though he got sick, we don't say that he's able to appoint another shliach. Ein shliach is a shliach. Why? Because the svara of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher. Now, Rebbe Kreger, so he doesn't understand what is the difference between the Resha and the Sefer. Why is it that only in the case that I told him to give a chefetz to the shliach, only over there do we say that there's a problem of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher? What about the get itself? By the get alone, there should be a svara of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher. Just like by a chefetz. So I say that you I trust, but I don't want my chefetz to be in somebody else's hands. I don't trust anybody else. It might get lost. He might take it. So therefore, I don't want you to make another shliach by the get itself. That why don't we say by the get itself, the get is also worth money. And because it's worth money and I don't trust anybody else, I don't feel comfortable with my get being in somebody else's hands. So Rick Vager, it's Mavor Bedvarov that he's really asking two questions. First of all, that sometimes the get itself is worth money, that to want to exaggerate the situation that he speaks about, that he doesn't speak about it, but if you want to say that he wrote the get on a tas shel zav, he wrote on very, very expensive things, that it's worth money, the get is worth money in the shuk. And secondly, Rav Feger is also asking a second question, and that is that it's worth money to the Baal because of the pshite, the sefer. Because if the shliach really messes up, if it really gets lost, then I'm going to have to pay a lot of money to have to get a new sefer to write me a new get. So because I'm not interested in repaying this money of pshita de safri, Factor Rikveger, why isn't there a svara of ein ritzoni shepikdon biyad acher on the get itself? So Rikveger lemaisa, he blibes betzarechiyim. The sefer Gerish Yirachim, so he offers two terutzim. The first teretz that the Gerish Yirachim says is that maybe the whole svara of ein ritzoni shepikdon biyad acher is only on something which is shove l'chol ha'olam. It's only on something which has objective value. However, on the pshita d'safra, so because the pshita d'safra is only something which is worth to the Baal, but it's not worth to somebody else, so b'kai gavna, maybe there's no svara of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher. It's mevor in the Gerash Yirachim that what he means to say is that the ikar chash of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher is really a chash that maybe he's gonna steal it, that maybe he's gonna do something intentionally. Because if it's something intentionally, so we're only worried by something that he might have interest in taking. So, first of all, that's a chiddush, that pashtus, ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher, is not because of achshash gzeila, but it's also because that I don't trust the person's shmira. But also, it's only half a teretz, because we're masbir, that Rick Feger is really asking two questions. He's really, first of all, he's asking about pshita de safri, and that he answered, but he's also asking about a get, which it itself is shava kesef, meaning it's shava kesef, l'chol ha'olam. So therefore, the Gerash Yirachim, I think the Gerash Yirachim himself says that this is doichit, that he didn't explain the second question of a kreger. The second teretz of the Gerash Yirachim is a very fair teretz. He says that maybe the Mishnah over here is being mechadish at takanas chachamim. Maybe because of takanas agunas, so our Mishnah is being mechadish. Even though there's a svara of ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher on the get itself, nevertheless there's a takanas chachamim that shliach ois a shliach that everybody understands is very fair. It's a big doichik. It's a big chiddush that it's not mashma anywhere that over here was a special takanas chachamim. That lulei dvarav, I think we could say a very simple teretz. And that is that, lemaisa, what is this for, ein ritzoni shehe piktoni biyad acher, that tachlis, I don't desire that this shliach should be a new shliach. So I think that in a general case of shliach haget, so why am I divorcing my wife? I'm divorcing my wife because I can't stand my wife, that she causes me lots of akmas nevesh, and I can't stand staying with her. So therefore, b'kagavno, that I know that the shliach got sick, and I know that the only way that I'm going to be rid of my wife is only if it makes another shliach, so it's worth the risk to me that my get, even though it's worth a lot of money, it's worth the risk that my get should be in somebody else's hands, because that's my only chance of getting rid of my wife. However, if we see that I wasn't so gung-ho about getting rid of my wife. I made tnaim. I said, first of all, I want you to get this chayfetz, and only then I want you to give her the get. So we see that mamanis is on my mind. So b'kagavna, that we see that maman is on my mind, b'kagavna, we go with the kolam of mamanis, and therefore we apply the general rule of ein ritzoni shehei piktani b'yadacher. However, in the general case, that a person is making a shliach l'gerushin, so his mind is not on money. The only thing on his mind is that he wants to get rid of his wife, and therefore the thoughts of ein ritzoni shehei piktani b'yadacher do not cross his mind. Okay, the next thing I want to speak about in the Mishnah is the mere fact that it's mevor in the Mishnah that the only time that a shliach haget can make another shliach is only ba'ofen that he's chalet. It's only ba'ofen that he has an oynes, that he isn't able to perform a shlichus. And if you want to ask this in the nusach of Tosfos, in the Rasch Rashba Goymer, so you could ask that, what are we talking about? There's a gzeres akosu of a shliach is a shliach. It doesn't say anywhere in the gzeres akosu that's only ba'ofen that he's chalet. So we'll get back to Tosfos in a minute. But if you look in the Ramban, so he offers two explanations as to why the Mishnah only permits a person to make a shliach is a shliach, ba'ofen that he's chalav. The first explanation of the Ramban is that we're choshesh, that maybe really the Baal is makbid, that maybe he's not so tzufidin with the second shliach, and when he finds out that there was a second shliach, maybe he was mevatel the shlichus. That's what the Ramban says in the first mahalach. So it's mevor in the first teretz of the Ramban, that really this is not me'ikra din, it's only a chshash be'alma, and moreover, the chshash is only that maybe he was actually mevatel the shlichus. But until he was mevatel the shlichus, it's pashut ubarer that the shlichus hasheni is chal, it has toikif mitzad halacha of shliach oisa shliach. The second teretz of the Ramban is that maybe the entire gzeres hakosuv of v'shilach v'shocha malamid shashliach oisa shliach, maybe that entire gzeres hakosuv was only said ba'ofen that he was gila daito, that he told him mefurish, it's okay if you make another shliach. But b'stam, says the Ramban, maybe b'kahagavna, it was pashut misvara, that there's no such thing as shliach oisa shliach. So everybody understands that there's nafkamina between the two terutzim of the Ramban, that according to the first teretz of the Ramban, it's only a takanas hachamim, and according to the second teretz of the Ramban, it's really a hagbala in the gzeres hakosuv, meaning that this din, that we need only chala, but if he wasn't chala, and just because he was lazy, he decided to make another shliach, that according to the second teretz, that is going to be a psul deraisa, she's going to be an eshes ish gemur. Now, in Tosfos, if we get back to Tosfos, it's mavor, a little bit of a pshara. He says a little bit like the second teretz of the Ramban. He says that v'hadu darshin v'shilach v'shocha melamed shashliach is a shliach haynu hecha de'ein habal makpid. So he doesn't say like the Ramban that the gzeres hakosuv is speaking about that he was gila daitoy, but it's mashma that it's totally in the dvarim shebelev of the Baal. That's an interesting mahalach, that if aliba de'emes he's makpid, then even if he's not mevatel, so it's not chal. But if Aliba de Emes, he's not makbid, then it's going to be chal. That's tzarech bir, why exactly we care about the dvarim shebelev. I want to focus right now on the two mahalchim of the Ramban. And I want to add on to these two mahalchim of the Ramban that there's also, it seems, a third mahalach. And that is the mahalach of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, in Gerushin Perek Tes, halacha lamed hei, so he speaks about a Mishnah. He says that there's two cases that a person isn't able to make another shliach. First of all, if he's not chala. And second of all, if there's a svara of ein ritzoni shehei piktani b'yadacher. And the Rambam says that you shouldn't do it, but what if you did? So he doesn't say mefurish, but he sounds like he's speaking about everything above, and he says, "V'im shalchol biyad acher v'yotzas ha'ish shalikras hashliach v'nosnam ha'chevetz b'tchila." So harezu mikureshes, that if he messed up, even though he wasn't supposed to make another shliach, but Rachman Latzlan he did, zok the Rambam harezu mikureshes. Whereas if you look at in the next halach in Lamed Zayin, so he says another case that is mikureshes in Lamed Ches, he says mefurish. This says nosnam aget v'amar lo al yitneu lo ela ato. He says, Mefurish, I only want you. So over there, says the Rambam, that if he gave it to somebody else, ein oget. It's mashma that until now, there's no halach of ein oget. It's not a psul d'oraisa. It's not a psul d'rabanan. It's kosher. Harezu migureshes. So it sounds that the Rambam learns that this Mishnah is only saying a din lichatchila, but it's not a takanas chachamim. It's not a psul d'rabanan. It's not a psul d'oraisa. Tachlis lemaise in the Pesach Tshuva, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Ois Mem Aleph. So he brings the Machlekes HaPeskim that It sounds like he also entertains the possibility that it's only going to be a din l'chatchila, but he says that l'maisa we are choishes for the shitas that is possible, and it's not clear l'maisa if it's going to be possible d'oraisa or possible d'rabbanan. Now, I want to just take a moment to think about what could be the shorish hamachlekes between the different mahalchim, if it's going to only be achshash l'chatchila or psul d'rabbanan, or if it's a psul d'oraisa. In what could this possibly be tole, that if Aliba de Emes he didn't want, but he wasn't mevatel the shlichos, but if Aliba de Emes he didn't want it to be in the hands of a second shliach, so we see that there's two mahalchim b'kai gavna, if the shlichos is in fact chal or not. So in what could that be tole? So I think that if you look in the Chiddush Reb Shimon Shkop, so in Samech Vav, so it's interesting nekuda that this is not in the old print of the Chiddush Reb Shimon Shkop. This is only in the newer print that Reb Kamen put out. So over there they put a shtickle about mili lemimser in the shliach. So betachat varm over there. So he has hachakira. Reb Shimon is chakir. What is the din of shliach? Is a shliach? Is the pshat that because his shliach is kamaisai, so one of the koiches of the baal is that he's able to appoint shluchim. So just like the Baal is able to appoint shluchim, so too the shliach is able to appoint shluchim. That's the first mahalach. Reb Shimon calls that it's a din that he gets me'elov, that because of the fact that he's a shliach, so me'elov he gets the din that he's able to appoint shluchim. Or, Zakt Reb Shimon, maybe not. Maybe the din of shliach is a koyach that the shliach gets from the Baal. Meaning, it's not an automatic din, that because the shliach is kamaisai, therefore he gets all of the powers of the Baal, but rather, that anything, any particular power that the shliach is going to have, he has to get it specifically, particularly, from the Baal, and nothing goes automatic. It's not just I make you that you are me, and therefore anything, but rather any specific koyach that the shliach is going to have, he has to get specifically from the Baal. So with that in mind, it could very well be that is the shoresh hamachlekes between the two days in the Ramban. Meaning, the Bikha Gavna, that Aliba de Emes, that the Baal did not want the shliach rishon to make a shliach sheni, but he wasn't a mevatel. So it could be that according to the tzad, that the shliach is only able to make another shliach, mikoyach the rotzon habal, to give him koyach, to make another shliach. So because I gather that Aliba de Emes, he does not want him to make a shliach, he does not give him this power. Masha'enken, if the side of shliach is a din memela, it's a din because I'm kamaisai, therefore I have the koyach to make another shliach, just like the Baal has the koyach. So even if Aliba de Emes, the Baal did not want, it's irrelevant. He wanted me to be kamaisai, Nikuda. If I'm kamaisai, I have the koyach to meshluchim, as long as he wasn't mevatel the shliach behedya. So it could be that is the shorish hamachlekes between these two days in the Ramban, that what is the shorish of shliach is a shliach? If it's a din memela because of the koyach of kamaisai, or if it's a specific koyach that he has to be shoyev from the Baal. Okay, without further ado, so I want to get to the sugya of mili loy mimser in the shliach. And so first of all, the Mishnah, the Gemara by us, it brings the Mishnah later on, the Dav Samech Vav, that the Mishnah says that Amar l'shnayim tznu get l'ishti, or l'shleishta kizvu get tznu l'ishti, hari elu yichtvu v'yitnu, inhu in, aval shliach loy. That if a person asks two or three people, in the case that he didn't make them into a bezdin, if he tells them to write a get, the Gemara is mevor when it says tznu, that it means that I didn't give him a get, but rather I also told him to write the get, so they can't give over this shlichus to someone else. Why not? Machlekes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says because of Bizayon Debal, and Rava says because mili loy mimser in the shliach. It sounds like that according to Abaye, there's no such thing as mili loy mimser in the shliach. So it's important to understand that even though we're going to be speaking a lot today about mili loy mimser in the shliach, but it's important to keep in mind that this is only the shita of Rava. If we ever find some Abaye somewhere out there that doesn't stem with mili loy mimser in the shliach, so it's very good because Abaye really doesn't believe in this whole mili business. Okay, so what is the din of mili loy mimser in the shliach? So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi says that the difference is that you can only make a shliach when I give something over like the get. But over here, because they didn't give something over, so that's called mili. So Rashi is a chidus tuma. Obviously, Rashi is driving in something else, that when I give something over, when there's a Mesiras Chefetz, that's a simen to something. So we'll get back to exactly what Rashi means. But in general, so I just want to be makdim, what are the issues that we're going to be speaking about today? First of all, from the words Mili Lo Memsir and Shliach, so it would sound like that the Gemara is telling us that you can't make a Shliach on Mili. And that's something which is really self-contradictory, because what are we speaking about? We're speaking about a case that a person is making a Shliach on Ksiva Saget, which the Gemara is calling Mili, and nevertheless, it's clear in the Gemara that that person actually could do the Ksiva. So Rashi has already magished this. Rashi and Dibar Maschal Rava Amar. So he says that what does it mean that it's Lo Memsir and Shliach? Ein B'dvarim Koyach that the problem with Mili is not that you can't make a Shliach on Mili, but rather that the Mili can't be Chayzrin Vinim Sarim La'acher. It's only a problem of being given over to a second hand. So that's not so pashut. We're going to see that the Maharit holds that the din of Mili L'Mitzvah L'Shliach is not only a problem of the second Shliach, but it's even a problem with the first Shliach, and obviously that's tremendously difficult from our Gemara. And the second issue is that what is the general problem with Mili L'Mitzvah L'Shliach? Why can't Mili be Mitzvah L'Shliach? And we're going to see that there's really two schools of thought. That one school of thought is the idea that it's a problem in the Shlichus, that in the Parsha of Shliach Oysa Shliach, that Shliach was only said that either Shlichus, like the Maharit, or Shliach Oysa Shliach, like the other Perushim, that was only said on something which is called a Maise, but not on something which is called Mili. That's the first mahalach, that it's a problem in Parsha of Shlichus. And the second mahalach is that it's not a problem in Shlichus, but rather it's a specific issue with the Tzivoy Habal. That the idea of Mili has nothing to do with Shlichus. That mitzad Shlichus, there's no problem with making a Shliach Mili. What's the problem? The problem is that sometimes it's not enough to have Shlichus. Sometimes that even if mitzad Shlichus, he is my Shliach, but nevertheless he has to have a din of Tzivoy Habal, lemashal by Ksiva Saget, that the Shitas HaRamban is that really a person could make a Shliach Shaloi Befanav. I can just appoint somebody that before Edim and tell them that I hereby appoint Pliny to be my Shliach, but for Ksivas Haget, says the Ramban, that's not good enough. He has to hear the Tzivoy from me. So, because it's a special din of Tzivoy Habal, so therefore, that's the idea of Mili L'Mimser and L'Shliach, meaning that the Tzivoy is not Mimser and L'Shliach. So let's first talk about this first Mahalich, that the idea of Mili L'Mimser and L'Shliach is really a Chisarin of the Shlichus. So first of all, if you look at the Mordechai at the end of the sixth parak, and the other parak is Gabal, so he has a question that the L'Chura, it would seem to him that Kabbalah's Haget is actually Mili. Because by Kabbalah Saget, so there is no Chefetz. So why is it that by the Din Kabbalah Saget, it sounds from the Gemara, that by Kabbalah Saget, the Shliach HaIsha, that there's a halacha of Shliach HaIsha Shliach. So to which the Mordechai answers, that any time that the Maisa is Nigmar B'Maisa Shliach, so it's not considered Mili, but that's called a Maisa Gomar. Any time that the Maisa is not Nigmar Ayidei the Maisa Shliach, for example, Ksiva Saget, because after the Ksiva Saget you still need the Nasiya Saget, so therefore that is only called Mili. Or in other words, that the difference between Mili and a Maisa is that something which is a Gemar Dover is Maisa, and something which is not a Gemar Dover, and that's Mili. So if it's a Gemar Maisa, then I have the Koyach to give it over. If it's not a Gemar Maisa, I don't have the Koyach to give it over. So it's Mavur that from the whole question of the Mordechai, that he had Shver, that Kabbalah Saget should be Mili. So obviously we see that the idea is that it's a problem in Shlichus. It's a problem, the problem of Mili, L'Mitzvah, and Shliach is a problem that the Parsha of Shlichus, of Shliach, or Shliach, was only said by a Maisa and not by Mili. What is the Havana in the idea of if it's a Gemar Maisa or not a Gemar Maisa? The Pshat is that if I'm giving over a Koyach to the Shliach to do the whole job, to be Meichel Achalois, then it's possible to say that he is Kemaisi. I gave him over my entire Koyach Gerushin. However, if I'm only giving him a little bit, if I'm telling him, do a little bit of the Mahalich of divorcing my wife, so I'm not saying that you're like me. I'm still keeping myself the right to ultimately divorce myself. So what are you? You're not really me. You're just my agent to do a little thing. So because you're not 100% me, so b'kai gavna, so you can't say shliach oisa shliach. The Mordechai in Kiddushin. So he brings a famous shita from the Kodesh Miradush that he says that there's a difference between gerushin and kiddushin. That the only time that a shliach is a shliach is only by a shliach legarish, but by a shliach lekadesh, so bikagavna, it's called mili, and you can't do shliach or shliach. Why not? Says the Kodesh Miradosh, because kiddushin is toloi beratzoin ha'isha. That because you can't do it yourself, so it's not a gemar ma'isa. It's along the same stream of thought as the Mordechai Bayas. That because I can't do the gemar ma'isa myself, because I'm dependent on the ratzon ha'isha, so therefore it's called mili, and therefore shliach is not able to be oisa shliach only by get, because the halacha is the person is able to be megarish es ishtoi bal korcho. So b'gagavno, so it's called a gemar ma'isa, that he has a complete koyach, and therefore he has the din of kemaisai, and therefore he's able to do shliach oisa shliach. So also in the Kodesh Mirage we also see that the problem of mili the mission shliach is a problem in shlichus. Finally, we have the Rashba in Kiddushin. The Rashba says in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph that you remember the question of the Mordechai by us, that the Mordechai wants to know how come Kabbalah's Haget is not mili. So you know what? The Rashba says that Kabbalah's Haget is mili. So in fact, the Rashba, if Kabbalah's Haget is really mili, so how can Yishliach Chayis Yishliach? So he says two very interesting mahalchim. First of all, he brings from the Rav Mibortzolini that the Rav Mibortzolini says that the only time the shliach can be oyser shliach by Kabbalah Saget is only if you make a shlichus al yidei a kinyan. That's an interesting thing. Maybe we'll get back to that. That what is this kinyan doing? That a kinyan has a kinyan can't change mili into a maise. And secondly, he says that maybe the only time that there's a problem of mili lemimser and l'shliach is only if it's not mirotzoin hamashalach, but if there is mirotzoin hamashalach, that bekai gavno, so there's no problem of mili lemimser l'shliach. I'll call upon him, that it seems that if Kabbalah Saget is in fact considered mili, then we see that it's not a problem in tzivei habal, because by Kabbalah Saget there is no halacha of tzivei, and therefore we see that the problem of mili lemimser l'shliach is a problem of the parsha of shlichus. Now at this point I want to get back to the Rashi, that Rashi says that the difference between mili and get is that if I gave her something or if I didn't give her something, that by mili I just gave dvarim to my shliach, whereas by nesina saget, so the, let me find the Rashi, that avol get de isbe mishasha choyzer v'nimser. That the difference is because it's davar sheyesh by mishasha or davar she'ein by mishasha. So, on that note, I want to mention the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph, that's actually brought down in the Ramah in Siman Lamed Hei Sivav, that he's mechalek in Kiddushin between how I want to do the Kiddushin. That the Tosfos Rid says that if I make a shliach for Kiddushay Shtar, so then that's not considered mili because the shtar is a Isbe Meshasha. But if I want to do Kiddushay Kesef, Zakta Tosfos Rid, that's called less Be Meshasha. Why? Because if the Shliach would lose the money, so no problem, he can take his own money, that there's nothing special about the coins that I gave the Shliach. And therefore, because he's able to replace the money, so it's the fact that I gave him money is irrelevant, it's not considered that I gave him something, and therefore it's considered mili. So what could be the Havana? We see that the Tosfos Rid is going with the same Mahalach as the Rashi. It could be the Rashi would disagree. It could be the Rashi would say that giving over money is also considered Isbe Meshasha. But what's the difference if I gave over something to Isbe Meshasha or if I just gave over Dvarim? So over here, the Imre Moshe in Siman Yud Ches, so he says a Vart. And we'll see from his Vart that Rashi and the Tosfos Rid are also going with this Mahalach, that the mila lemimser and shliach is the chisaron in the parsha of shlichos. So the Rebbe Moshe is really makdim to be speaking about the shita of the Maharit that we mentioned before. That the Maharit seems to say that the words mila lemimser and shliach. So it doesn't sound from the words mila lemimser and shliach that it's coming to say a halacha in shliach oisa shliach. He's not so impressed with Rashi. The Rashi says that ein bedvarim koyach liyos choizim v'nimsarim. It sounds more that it's loy nimser in the shliach. It doesn't get to the shliach. You can't make a shliach on mili. So therefore, he wants to say halacha lemaise that I can't make a shliach Hektish, if I want to be makdish something, ayideh shliach, I don't want to do the maisa hektish myself, I want to make a shliach to do it for me, so b'kahai gavna, so I can't. Why? Because the doing a hektish is only mili, and because it's only mili, so mili lo nisu shliach, even by the shliach rishon. So the achreinim, when they heard this from the maharit, the imamish, they jumped on him, first of all, from our sugya, that we see the ksivas haget is considered mili, and obviously a person can make a shliach rishon for shliach aget. Similarly, that's the base meres kasha. That other achronim, they asked from Kabbalah aget according to the Rashba, they asked from Kiddushin according to the Tosfos Rit, that nobody was mala al daitam, that there's a problem with a shliach rishon. So the Imre Moshe, so he's coming to explain what did the Maharit really mean. And he says that the Maharit was only speaking about something that is only dvarim, that the entire idea of the entire tafkid of the shlichus was to do a maisa which is var. But what if that the fulfillment of the shlichus is actually with a maisa? For example, by ksifas aget, that if the shlichus is on a maisa, even though that I didn't give over a maisa, but I told him bimili to do a maisa, like kabbalah saget, like kedusha kesef, like the Tosfos Rit, or by ksifas aget. So at the time of the mini shlichus, so it was only mili, but once he performs it, so then it's a maisa. It says the Imre Moshe, the Pikagavne, that the fulfillment of the shlichus is a maisa, then there's no problem of the shlichus rishon. The problem is only to give it over. But the Maharit is speaking about when even in the fulfillment of the shlichus was only a dibur b'yama. Now what's the difference? So the Imre Moshe is masbir, that sometimes, that when I do a maisa, that gives me the koyach to stand in the shoes of the Mashalach. That when I'm doing something for somebody else, then I can say that I am earmarking this maise that it should go to somebody else. If I don't do a maise, so I can't just say, okay, I'm talking now, and I want my talking to go to somebody else. You can't talk for somebody else. When you talk, you're talking for yourself. When you're doing, you can do for someone else. So that is what the Maharit meant, that when I do a maise, so at that rega that I do the maise, then there's no problem of shliach kemaise. At that moment, it's chal the kemaise. But what about before I do it? Before I do it, so far there was only dvarim, there was only mili. So the mini shlichus, because the mili shlichus wasn't with a maise, I didn't give over a maise, so therefore, when is the kemaise chal? The kemaise is only chal when he actually does the shlichus. And therefore, if he wants to give over the shlichus before he fulfills the shlichus, so that's a problem of mili lo mimsun l'shliach, you can't be chosen v'nim sarin. So that, after the Imre Moshe says that, then he says, okay, if that's the case, let's come back now to understand Rashi. Rashi was saying that there's a difference between if I give over a davar sheyesh ba mishasha or a davar she'ein ba mishasha. What's the nafka mina? Zok the Imre Moshe, that if I give over a davar she'is be mishasha, then it's the pshat, that is able to make him kemoisi right now. However, whenever there's no more, when there's no mesiras davar, if it's only davar b'yama, then right now he didn't become kemoisi. Because he didn't become kemoisi, so too he can't give it over to somebody else. And what about if there's no ma'isa at all? If there's no ma'isa at all, then the Maharit says that he can't do it, even the shliach rishon can't do it. Okay, so that's the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe, it's a very good Mari Malkum. If anybody wants to look more at length about this idea of Mila Limser and the Shliach, so it's a good place to look. The Marit can be found in Chelek Aleph, Simin, Kuf, Chav, Zayin. So far we've discussed the idea that the Mila Limser and the Shliach is a Chisarin in the Parsha of Shlichus. So now, before we go on, so there's two big things that we have to deal with right now. And that is, how can we possibly say that the problem of mili l'mimsun l'shliach is a problem of shlichus? What are we speaking about? We're speaking about ksivas haget. And everybody knows that Tosfos and Daf Chav Beis is not convinced that you need to have shlichus for ksivas haget. Yes, there's 2 days in Tosfos if in fact there's a din of shlichus by ksivas haget. That's the first question. That according to the 1 day in Tosfos, that it can't be a din of shlichus because you don't need shlichus. Secondly, that the Gemara by us, it says, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if Matana keget, if Matana is not keget, and by Ashtar Matana, Pashtus, there is no din shlichus whatsoever. So that only by get is there a tzad in Tosfos, that there's a din that you need ksivas habal, but by regular Shtar Matana, Bepshutai, there is absolutely no din shlichus, and therefore, how can the Gemara shtel tzu, midu le minister in the shliach, to Shtar Matana? So by Shtar Matana, so you might remember that there is a Shitas and Nesivas, that Nesivas says in Nesivas, in Reish Mem Dalid, and also in the Teres Gittin, and Daf Yud, so he writes that there's a din, that the truth is that you always need to have shlichus, the shlichus ha-mischayev, by every Shtar Matana. The Achronim, most Achronim do not accept the Shita of Nesivas. It's a big Kiddush. But anyway, because we're going to anyway have to be Miyashiv for the Shitas of Tosfos, that you only Shlichus, so that Teretz will also be a Teretz for the Kasha of Shtar Matana. So what could we say? So the Pnei Yeshua by us, he already deals with this question, and he says, Mari Dekavart, and the truth is that the Vart of the Pnei Yeshua was already said by the Ran. But the Ran and Daf Samech Vav. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this, that in Achinami, there's no din shlichus. There's no din shlichus by Ksivas Leget, according to Tosfos. However, there is a din that you have to have Tzivay Habal. So because there's a din Tzivay Habal, so when the shliach is Aisha Shliach, so the second shliach didn't get the Tzivay Habal. So Zogt, the Pnei Yeshua, so that's dependent if Mili is Mimshon HaShliach. If Mili is Mimser in the Shliach, so is the Pshat, that we're not so Madaik, that even on Mili, the Din Kemoisai is Chal on the Shliach Rishon. And because there's a Din Kemoisai, so when he hears from the Shliach, it's as if he hears from the Baal, because the Shliach is Mamish Kemoisai. Mashenkin, if Mili is Lo Mimser in the Shliach, so like we're Mazbir from the Imam Moshe, that the Din Kemoisai is not yet Chal. So if the Din Kemoisai is not Chal, so when he hears the Tzivoi from the Shliach, it's not as if he heard the Tzivoi from the Baal. So that's how we could understand that our sugya, that really that the parsha of Mili Mimser and Shliach is really a shaila and shlichus. Is it called the kemaisai or not? And nevertheless, there's nafkaminas of the din kemaisai legabe things which don't need shlichus. For example, ksivas haget, and for example, shtar matana. And like I said, you can see this idea also in the Ran in the sixth parak, Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dav Pei Harif. Rav Shach, in the Shiri Aviyazri, so he's not so tzufiden with this answer, because Rav Shach says that if something doesn't need shlichus, so then it's not chal shlichus, that the parsha of shlichus is only said on things which require shlichus. So Rav Shach doesn't understand this teretz, but I'll call upon him. That is the mahalich of the Pnei Yeshua and the Ran, that how we can be miyashiv, the sugyas, the by get and shtar matana, even according to the mahalich that the yisoid of mili l'mimser and shlich is a problem of shlichus. Now, there's two more things before we get on to the other school of thought that it's a problem of tzivoy. It's not a problem of shlichus. I just want to be omid on two nekudas. First of all, that there's a kasha, there's a kasha on the kaddish miradish, that the ktsais in reish mem dalid. So he doesn't understand the kaddish miradish. The word, once again, what did the kaddish miradish say? The kaddish miradish said that kiddushin is not considered a maisa, it's considered a mili. Why? Because it's tali birotzoin ha'isha. Now, so the ktsais in Reish Mem Dalid, so he doesn't understand. Haray, the Gemara told us earlier that a person can make a matzav that he makes his wife into the shliach haget. So, because he makes her a shliach ha'ilacha, and then once she gets the place, then she'll give the get to the bezdin, and then she'll be misgarish. Fact the ktsais, if kiddushin is not considered a ma'aseh because it's tali b'ratzon ha'isha. So over here, that you made the isha herself, the shliach halacha, so b'kai gavna, so it's also tali b'ratzon ha'isha. So then, nevertheless, it's mavur in that sugi itself, that nevertheless the isha is able to be oyster shliach. Another question, the Noida Bihuda in Tinyana, Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Yud Beis, so he has a bamber kasha, that bizman hazeh, there's a chayrin d'ben agesha, that what did the Kaddish Meradish say? That the only reason why Gerushin is considered a Maisa is because you can be Megarish Bal Korcho, because you don't need Ratzon Ha'isha. But Bizman Hazeh, it's also to be Megarish, a wife, Bal Korcho, so every Gerushin should be Kamili, because it's dependent on Ratzon Ha'isha. Reb Shimon Shkop, that in the Shiri Reb Shimon, so he also wants to understand from our Mishnah, that in our Mishnah, so it says that tal chevetz pleini, that a person tells the shliach, I only want you to give the get, that once you take the chevetz, once the woman gives you the chevetz. So over there also says Reb Shimon that Because if the woman doesn't want to get divorced, so she won't give the chefetz. So b'kaygavna, the gerushin is dependent on the ratzon ha'isha. So for all of these problems, so there's an important understanding, an important yisoid. The Reb Shimon says, and this idea is also more morchov in Shari Chaim from Chaim Shulevitz in Simen Lamates, that he explains what exactly the Kodesh Miradish really meant. So that the way Chaim Shulevitz explains it is as follows. He says that there's a stira in Rashi. What is the reason why we need Ratzon Ha'isha by Kiddushin? Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalad Omad Aleph says that it's very simple. The reason is because it's a svara, because by Kiddushin there's Das Machna, she's being Machna herself to the Baal, and because you need Das Machna, that's why you need Ratzon Ha'isha. However, Rashi in Yevamos Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, so he says that why do you need Ratzon Ha'isha? Because it says v'yotza mibeisei v'holcha v'haisa l'isha achir. Midaita mashma. Zok Rashi that is gzeres akosuv. Fact of Chaim Shalevitz that it's a choros astira. In Kiddushin he says it's a svara, and in Yevamos he says it's a gzeres akosuv. Zok Chaim Shalevitz that both are true. That it's true that it's also a svara, that because an isha is being makna herself, so it doesn't make sense that she's going to be makna herself without her ratzon. However, Chaim Shalevitz says that Rashi in Yevamos was saying that there's also another halacha, that besides the fact that you need das makna, there's also a din that we learn out from the pasuk of v'holcha v'haisa lishacher, that without the ratzon ha'isha, it's felt in the ma'isa kiddushin. Meaning, the first mahalach was that it's felt in the chalois kiddushin, that you can't have a chalois kiddushin without the hakna. However, that we learn out from the gzeras hakosuv of v'haisa lishacher, that the ratzon ha'isha is also mishtatif in the ma'isa kiddushin. Zog to Chaim Shulevitz, that why did Rashi have to come on to that? Because in Yevamos, it's speaking about Maimer. In Maimer, it's speaking about a case that's kuku v'yamedes. And therefore, Rashi had shver that maybe because she's kuku v'yamedes, maybe mitzad the svar of das makne, you wouldn't need ratzon ha'isha. And therefore, he says that because Maimer is a ma'isa kiddushin, and we learn out from kiddushin, that the ratzon ha'isha is a chelik of the ma'isa kiddushin. So because it's a chelik of the ma'isa kiddushin, so therefore you need it by Maimer as well. I'll call upon him. That we learn out from here that the din ratzon ha'isha is not just that it happens to be that you can't have a kiddushin without ratzon ha'isha, but rather that the ratzon ha'isha is a mishtativ, it's poil in the ma'isa kiddushin, meaning that the ma'isa kiddushin is only done with the ish and the isha together. So I'll call upon him with that being said, so obviously all of the different kashas, both from the Isha who's the Shliach, and the Chayim de Ben Gershom, and the Tochevitz Ploini, that has nothing to do with the Kodesh Miradish. The Kodesh Miradish was only saying a specific thing by Kiddushin, that by Kiddushin, because the Kiddushin itself is something that the Ratzon Ha'isha is mishtatifin, so therefore when I'm giving a Shliach Lekadesh, I'm not giving a full Maisa. I'm only giving half of the players who are able to make a Maisa Kedushin, so half of them is for me, and I can give that over. That is not a Maisa Gomer, Masha'en Kain, by Shliach Halacha of a get, that even if she has to give a chefetz, even if she can decide not to fulfill her shlichus, or even Bizman HaZed, Zochem Derben Gershom, but nevertheless, the Maisa Gershon is a complete Maisa Gershon, and therefore is no problem of Mili Lamimsarin L'Shliach. Okay, moving on, I want to share with you another kasha that from the Ktzayis in Reish Mem Dalet, and that is that the Ktzayis has a kasha, he has a suffix really, that according to the Rashba, that Kabbalah's Haget is considered Mili. So the Ktzayis wants to know, what is going to happen that if a woman makes a Shliach LeKabbalah's Haget, and then the Baal, or the Shliach of the Baal, puts the Get in the Chotzer of the Shliach. You got it? That we paskin, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara. If chatzar is mishum yad, chatzar is mishum shlichas. So what's going to be? Is there a problem of shliach or is a shliach? Because maybe the chatzar has the din of a shliach, and because kabbalah segad is mili, so you can't have shliach as a shliach. So what about the chatzar of shliach? Is the chatzar of the shliach considered shliach is a shliach or not? So the ktzayis, he wants to be machria, that because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that by Isha, it's chatzar is mishum yad, and by other things, it's chatzar mishum shlichus. So therefore, he wants to say that by Kabbalah's haget, so it's okay, and by other things, it's not okay. Because in other things, in Kabbalah's other stars, it's only going to be shliach or isha shliach. So Reb Shimon Shkop, in the Sefer Zikaron al Yitzchak, so he takes the Ktzayis to task. He says he has a hasaga that this hasaga is famous from Reb Chaim, that when the Gemara says that a chatzar is mishum shlichus, it doesn't really mean that he's a shliach. He's not a human being. He doesn't have das. He can't be my agent. What it means is everybody agrees that there's a gvisra yachas that my chatzar has to me. And the question is that how do we look at that yachas? That is it similar to the yachas of a shliach? Or is it similar to the yachas of mayad? Meaning how direct is it? Is it as direct as yad? Or is it as indirect as a shliach? But everybody agrees it's not mamish. Shlichus. So he says that you can't say that it's mamish the parasha of shliach is shliach anyway. So he wants to know aber or fadesvegan, but is it going to be a problem of shliach as shliach? That lemaisa there is a tzad that is going to have the gedarim of shliach of chatzar mishum shlichus. So Shimon says that is going to be dependent on what is the lamdas of chatzer shel adam kainan. What is the lamdas of kinyan chatzer? And I admit I do not understand what these words mean, but I'm just going to share it with you just because it's so wild. And so he says like this. He says that you can clear a chakira. What does it mean kinyan chatzer? That is it the pshat that I am a kainan with my chatzer, or is it the pshat that my chatzer is kainan for me? Okay, so he says that if I'm koina through my chatzer, then that's not called shliach is a shliach, because the shliach rishon is being koina through his chatzer. That's not considered shliach is a shliach. That I don't have to give over koichas to a different place. However, if the pshat is that the shliach is koina for me, so that's the crazy part here. That what's it mean the shliach is koina with koina, but it sounds like it's koina for itself and then it gives it to me. That's absurd. But he says that you have to think about it. I don't have a hesber in this, but there's some way of understanding that the chotzer is koina and then gives it over to me. That I have some ideas, but I don't want to get into this right now. But he says if that's the case, then it's really two steps. It's really twice removed. It's not that the shliach is being koina, but rather the shliach is getting it from an outside source. And if that's the case, says Rav Shimon, then there is going to be a problem of mida l'mimser and l'shliach when the shliach is going to be mekabel through his chatzar. Okay, so it's getting a little bit complicated here. Let's make a little bit of a summary of what we've learned so far. That in the shaila of mila l'mimser and shliach, so right, what we're about to do is we're about to get to the second school of thought that the problem of mila l'mimser and shliach is not a problem of shlichus, but rather it's something else. But what have we learned so far? We've gone through the different shitas. We spoke about Rashi and the Tosfos Rid that says that it's important to give over a davar she'is by mashasha and remazbu with the Imre Moshe, that the shaila is that when you give something with the is by mashasha, then it's chal the k'maisai right now. Mashen ken, if you don't give over a devar she'is by mashasha, then it's only called midi. It does become k'maisai b'shas maiseh. And therefore, by Ksivas Haget, there's no problem. We spoke about the Kodesh Miradosh, that's machalik between if it's Beratzon Ha'isha or if it's not Beratzon Ha'isha, and we're mazbu with Shimon and Rechav Shalevitz, that it's not dependent on if grada you need the Ratzon Ha'isha, but rather that the Maise Kiddushin is not a full Maise because the Isha is Mishtatefes in the Maise Kiddushin, and that is the only reason why there's a problem of Midi by Kiddushin. And we discussed the Rashba about Kabbalah Saget. The Kabbalah Saget is also considered Mili. And we discussed the Shaila of Reb Shimon, if according to the Rashba, if there's a problem of Chatzar. Okay. Now, I want to now get into the next school of thought, and that is that it's not a problem of Shlichus whatsoever. So it really comes from a Gemara in Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, that the Gemara in Samach Vav Amud Beis, so it has a Shaila about Lemanda Amar, that there's a problem of Mili Loi Mimser Mashliach. What is going to be by Omer Imru? What does Omer Imru mean? Omer Imru means that I told the Shliach Rishon specifically that I want him to make a Shliach Sheni. So there's 2 days in the Gemara. What is the din according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Shita, that Mili Loi Mimser Mashliach, what is going to be the din by Omer Imru? So Bipshutai, that these two questions of Mili L'mimsun L'shliach and Omer Imru are two completely different shailas. That Bepashtus, so the shaila of Mili L'mimsun L'shliach is that when you have some kind of asiya, that the asiya is not a gemar maisa, like we said, that's lashon of the Mordechai, that's the hesber of the Imre Moshe. So when it's not a gemar maisa, so can it be chayzim v'nimsarim or lo? Or in other words, is it chal the kamaisa or not? Whereas, what is the shaila by Omer Imru? So Bipshutai, so the shaila of Omer Imru is that is there such a thing as making a shlichus and appointing a shliach? that over here there's no problem of chayzer and v'nimsarim. That I'm making a shliach to do only one thing. I'm making a shliach to make a shliach. That he doesn't have to give over anything to anybody. He's not a shliach legerishim. He's a shliach to make a shliach. So what's the shaila about Omer Imru? Bibshuta, it's a whole different shaila. Is there such a thing as making a shliach to make a shliach? So Rebbe Kveger in Daf Lamed Beis, so he wants to taina that really the machlokes about what Rebbe Yossi is going to say by Omer Imru is really a shaila how to understand Mila L'Mimser and L'Shliach. Or in other words, that we mentioned earlier that the Shitas HaMarit is that Mila L'Mimser and L'Shliach is even a problem by the Shliach Rishon, and therefore you can't make a Shliach Lehektish. So Zakt Rekveger, that this machlokes HaPoiskim, if the Maharit is right or not, so that is really the Sharash HaMachlekes, if he's Moidiv Omer Imru. Why? Because Omer Imru is that it's also a Mili, but it's a Mili for the Shliach Rishon. That it's true, he only has one Shlichus, and it's a Shlichus of Mili. So the man da Omer, that there's a problem of Omer Imru, holds that the problem of Mili, the Mimser, and the Shliach is even a problem by the Shliach Rishon. And the man da Omer, that he's Moidiv by Omer Imru, is like the Pashtus, that the whole problem of Mili the Mimser and the Shliach is only a problem by Shliach Oyser Shliach, but by the Shliach Rishon, there's no problem at all. So that's really what Rekveger says. It's an interesting Mahalik. But Maisa, it's not Muchach, and the other Poiskim are not willing to accept this, because the other Poiskim, they bring Rayas that the Maharit is Mamish wrong, they bring from the Ran and Psochim, that is such a thing as doing a Bittel Chometz Ayyadei Shliach, that they're not willing to entertain the possibility that Mili L'Mimser and Shliach is a problem even by the Shliach Rishon. And nevertheless, we paskin that there's a problem of Omer Imru. So therefore, we have to understand a new Mahalich in Omer Imru. So Bepashtus, so we said before our possibility that it's a whole different shayla, that there's one problem of Mili, that when you have something which is Mili, that is a chayzim v'nimsarin or not, and you have a different shayla, is there such a thing as making a shliach an amin shlichus or not? But if that would be the case, then there's really no connection between the two sveikas. And we find in two places that we find that the Rishonim connect these two ideas. Toisvis in Daf Samach Vav and Beis Dibmarascha Masnisin. So he says that Leman de Omar Mili Mimsun Neshliach Kol Shekein Omer Imru. Zok Toisvis that there's a Kol Shekein here, that there's one Shaila of Mili Mimsun Neshliach and there's different Shaila of Omer Imru. And if you're going to hold that even Mili is Mimsun Neshliach, then Kol Shekein Omer Imru. The Pshutai that if it's like we said before, there's two completely separate shailas, then what's the kol shekein? Mili is mimser and mashliach. Why? Because over there there's a shlichus which everybody knows that you can make a shliach on ksivas aget. So he holds that just like you can make a shliach, it's chal the kamaisoi. But maybe on mina shlichus, maybe b'kai gavna, there's no such thing as mina shlichus. So the Tosfos doesn't seem to make sense. What's the kol shekein? It's mevur and Tosfos that he understand that Omer Imru is. Is noch a din is another is one step further of the din of Mili L'Mimser Neshliach, and that's something which is tzarich bir. Where else do we find that there's a connection between Mili L'Mimser Neshliach and Omer Imru in the Rambam? The Rambam says in Tzchiya Umatana Perek Dadat Halach Yud. Rambam says Hamatana Kiget She'ein Adam Yachol Limser Dvarim L'Shliach. Dvarim that means Mili. So the Rambam starts off with the halacha of Mili L'Mimser Neshliach. Zot the Rambam Keitzad. So the Rambam starts off that there's a halacha called Mili, and what's the Ketzad? The Ketzad is the Omer Imru. So it's Mavur and Rambam that the din of Omer Imru is a seif in the halacha of Mili L'Mimser and L'Shliach. And that's something which is Ton Bir. What is the connection between that Mili L'Mimser and L'Shliach and the Shaila of Omer Imru? So over here, there's a mahalach that Reb Shimon says this a little bit, this mahalach, and I heard that Reb Nochum says a little bit this mahalach, and the emes is that the Sharash HaDvarim is really in the Reb Chaim in Ishus Perek Dalet, so it's Mevor B'dvar of this mahalach, and it is something that we've already mentioned the words before, and that is the side of Mila L'Mimser in the Shliach is not a din in Shlichus, but rather it's a din in the Tzivay Habal, that anything that requires a Tzivay Habal, anything that requires that it's not enough that the person has a chalei shlichus, but rather he has to be mitzuveh. So b'kai gavna, there is a question of can the tzivoy be transferred through an intermediary? That does a shliach have the koyach to give over this tzivoy? that anytime that we need, there should be b'tziva habal or miratzan habal. And therefore, said the Achrenim, so that there's a connection between Omer Imru, that in Omer Imru, so is the pshat, that I said specifically that I want you to give over this tzivoy. That if I push the tzivoy, so maybe even though that midl mention the shliach bistam, maybe that when I gave over the tzivoy to the shliach rishon, so does the shliach himself can't give it over, but maybe that if I tell him to give it over, so maybe b'kai gavno, so he could give it over. What does this remind us of? That's mamish what the Rashba said. The Rashba said in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph, that even though there's a problem of Mila Lemimsur and the Shliach, but if the Bailam tells him to give it over, so then he could. Why is that? Because it's a Svara in the Tzivei Habal. It's not a Svara in Shlichus, but if I tell him I want you to do it, it's not going to make you more Kamoisler or not. But if I tell you I want you to do it, that's a Svara that maybe the Tzivei B'kai Gavna, that I can tell you that I want you to give it over, and therefore the Tzivei is going to flow through the intermediary. So with this Yisayit, Rav Shimon wants to be Medayik, a diak that we mentioned earlier, and that is that the Maharit that says that the problem of Mili Limsim and Shliach, even by the Shliach Rishon, so he has a big riot to his word from the Lashon of Mili Loi Mimsir and Shliach. It sounds from the words Mili Limsim and Shliach that even by the Shliach Rishon, that he doesn't get, that he can't be Chal Mili. So Rav Shimon says that like this word, so it's very geschmack. Why? Because even by the Shliach Rishon, in a chenami, he can be Chal Shliach. But the Mili, the Tzivoy Habal, wasn't nitfas on the Shliach in order to say that he can give it to somebody else. The Shlichus is Chal, but it's not a word in Shlichus. The whole problem of Mili Mitzvah Shliach is the Tzivoy. Is the Tzivoy, is that nitfas on the Shliach, even by the Shliach Rishon or not? That's the Dio Kaloshen, Mili Lemimser and the Shliach, even to the Shliach Rishon, even though the Shliach Rishon Avada could be Poyal, because he is the one who heard from the Baal himself. And last, the last nukuda about this is that with this we can understand the Ramban in Samech Vav and Beis that he's speaking about that Mishnah, that it says that there's a Svara that Bezdin is going to be better. That even if Mili, but it's Machakis between Rabbi Yossi and Remer, that it could be the Alima Milsa de Bezdin. The Lashon of Ramban is Alima Milsa de Bezdin, therefore Mili is Mimsa and Shliach. What could that mean? So if it's a Din and Shliach is a Shliach, so Pashtus, Bezdin is no better than anybody else. We'll see soon that maybe that's not true. But Pashtus, Bezdin is not better than anybody else when it comes to being Shliach or Shliach. However, if it's a word in the Tzivay Habal, so we can understand that when I'm Mitzava Bezdin, so I'm being Mitzava Bezdin and anybody who's working for Bezdin, because that's all one big company, that I'm being Mitzava the entire Bezdin corporation. And therefore, if it's a vort in the Tzivay Habal, to anybody who's coming Mikoyach Bezdin, so it's as if he heard it from me, it's as if he got the Tzivay Habal. This is the second Mahalich in Midl Limsim Shliach, that once again, that this vort is Muchach, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, because Tosfos and the Rambam, they connect the sugyas of Midl Limsim Shliach to the sugya of Omer Imru. So according to all the Rishonim that we mentioned earlier, that according to the Tosfos Rid and the Kodesh Miradish and the Mordechai, so it's a mavur that it's a din in Shlichus. But according to Tosfos and the Rambam, it's a vort, it's not a vort in Shlichus, it's only a vort in the Tzivay Habal, and that is the Sharish, that is the Tumah Halchim here. That what is this problem that Rava was Mechadesh, if Mili is Mimsir in the Shliach or not. Okay, now moving on to the next Mishnah. So until now we were speaking about a shliach is a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, because he doesn't need to say b'fani nichta b'fani nichta. There's no problem of kiyum aget. So our Mishnah is going to tell us that what we do when he's chala, when he wants to make another shliach, but there's also an issue of kiyum aget. So the Mishnah says that no problem. You just need to involve a bezdin. So it says hamevi get b'nasayam v'chala is a shliach b'bezdin u'meshalchoi v'yomer lefneim b'fani nichta b'fani nichta. So as long as you involve a bezdin in the process, so you can take care of the issue of shliach oise shliach. So there's a big question here. What is going on that with the next shliach? That it's really dependent on the girsa in the Mishnah. That our girsa is that oise shliach be bezdin. So in our Mishnah, it's mamash very clear that it's the shliach who is making the shliach. And in Rashi, it's also Mavor, even though he wasn't garis that oiseh shliach bebezdin. Rashi's girsa was oiseh bebezdin shliach umeshachay. But it's also mashmash from Rashi that he himself is oiseh bebezdin shliach. Now, what's the other girsa? The other girsa is the girsa's harif. If you look at the riff, it can be found in Yudal and Mabez in the Dabbe Harif. So his girsa is that hamevi get mimdinas yam v'chala Oise bezdin shliach. Not oise be bezdin shliach. Oise bezdin shliach. What's that mean? It means it's not the shliach who's being oise shliach, but it's the bezdin making the shliach. That oise bezdin shliach u'mashach. It's the bezdin making the other shliach. It doesn't sound like it's the person making the shliach making the shliach, but rather the bezdin making the shliach. The Rambam also sounds like this. The Lashon HaRambam is in Perek Zayin. In Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav. So the Rambam says, Chala Hashliach Oynenas, Bala Bezdin Ve'omer Lehem Getza B'fani Nechta B'fani Nechtam, V'hein Mishalchin Oysoi, that Hein, the Bezdin is Mishalchin Oysoi B'yad Shliach Acher. So it sounds from the Rambam that he holds like the Rif, that it's the Bezdin making the Shliach and not the Shliach making the Shliach. What's the nafkamina of this question? So the nafkamina is for an interesting question that the Achronim speak about, and that is that what's the business with this shliach bezdin ani? That the shliach achron, so it says he doesn't have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, he just has to say shliach bezdin ani. So what is the mahus of that amira? Is that just another way of saying that it's as if b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, even though I didn't really see it, but I heard from the bezdin, and the bezdin said, so it's as if I'm saying b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, or maybe not? Maybe that b'fani nechtam was taken care of, and now, since it was taken care of, so now, because I'm a shliach bezdin, so now we can have a mesiras haget without the kima get. The kima get was already taken care of. So that is the shaila here, and the achronim speak out that this is a question in the Rivash, in Siman and Gimel, that he had a shak of the tire with the shaila about this, and tachlis, it sounds like it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That the Rambam, so that it says, if you look at in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, so the Rambam explains a regular case of a shliach get michus aretz. So the Rambam says that hareza oimer bifnei shnayim bifnei nechtam bifnei nechtam v'yakach achitam lehem bifneiam v'tiskarishbei. That you have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam b'fnei shnayim. This amira of b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam has to be done in front of Edom because it's a din of kiyum haget. It's a ma'aseh bezdin, needs to be done in front of Edom. Now let's look at our halacha in halacha chaf. So the Lashon HaRambam is, so he doesn't have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam ela oimer shliach bezdinani v'nois noila b'fnei Edom. So he doesn't say that Ela Oimer Bifnei Edim Shliach Bezna Ani V'noisnoi Bifnei Hem, the exact same Lashon he says in Halacha Hey, but rather he says Shliach Bezna Ani. He doesn't need on that Edus Lekiyam Adavar V'noisnoi Bifnei Edim. Only on the Nesina needs to be done Bifnei Edim. It sounds from the Rambam that this Amira of Shliach Bezna Ani, it's not a Chalais Din, it's not a Kiyam Haget, it's just a Gilim El Subyama. As long as we are under the impression that he's a Shliach Bezdin, so we paskin that this get does not need a kiyum. Why not? Because the Rambam is Lishitosei, that he was Gareis, that the Bezdin is Oysa the Shliach, like the Girsa Sarif, and because the Bezdin is Oysa the Shliach, so then we finished with the Shliach, Oysa Shliach of the Baal, and therefore the kiyum get is over. Who argues on this? So I said that the Shulchan Aruch argues. That the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Beis Sif Tes, he says as follows, that v'kol echad oimer bifnei bezdin shliach bezdin ani v'chein yoimer ha'achron kishenayis noila. He says clearly, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you have to say this amira of shliach bezdin ani is something that has to be done in front of bezdin. Why does it have to be done in front of bezdin? The reason is because he holds this din kiyum haget, or in other words, that the din kiyum haget was not already taken care of when the shliach rishon came bifnei bezdin. This is mistabit that the Shulchan Aruch is going with the girsa of Rashi, that really it's not the bezdin making the shlichus, but rather it's just a regular shliach is a shliach, it's just bifnei bezdin. So the Maaseh, this opinion of the Rambam and the Riv, that the girsa is that the bezdin is making the shliach. So the truth is that there's two ways to understand. If you take a look at the Meiri, he says a wild chiddush. He says that this din is mamish a new din. He says it's not midin shliach oisa shliach. It's mamish a new din that the bezdin can make a shliach even though it's not mikoyach the original bezdin. That's a milsa de tmiya. How in the world can bezdin make a shliach habal if you don't have a koyach from the baal? The Avni Nezer says a much more moderate, conservative approach. And the Avni Nezer in Evan Ezra Simon Shin Samachay, he says that it's not the pshat that Stam Bezdin is making hocus pocus. What it means is that the shliach makes Bezdin the shliach, that first they make the Bezdin into the Oymet Bim Koymei, and therefore they are the shliach habal, and once they're the shliach habal, then it's again that another shliach is a shliach giving it over. The Miri says Meforish Nishtazed. He says it's not midin shliach is a shliach, but the Avnezer, so he says, he's saying a more simple approach, and that is that avada is mikoyach habal. It's just that whenever you have a bezdin in between, then we're makel on the din kiyamaget, and we say that once there was already a kiyamaget because one of the shluchim was bezdin, so then we drop off this halacha, the rabbanon, of efaninechta befaninechta of kiyamaget, and therefore, according to this approach, so the last shliach does not have to do a kiyamaget, and therefore, this amira of shliach bezdin hani does not need to be done in front of Edim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.